Je me suis dégonflé.
I deflated. This sentence is in the passé composé, which is a common past tense in French. It is made up of the auxiliary verb être, to be, conjugated in the past participle, and the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the past participle of être is suis, am, and the past participle of dégonfler, to deflate, is dégonfler. The pronoun je, I, is the subject of the sentence, and me is a reflexive pronoun that reflects back on the subject. This means that the action of deflating is being done to the speaker. The verb dégonfler is a verb of change of state, which means that it describes a change in the condition or appearance of something. In this case, the speaker is saying that they have lost their motivation or energy. This phrase can be used to describe a situation where someone feels discouraged or defeated, or when they are no longer as enthusiastic about something as they once were.
Je ne viendrai pas.
I will not come. This sentence uses the future tense, formed with the auxiliary verb
venir,
to come, conjugated in the future tense
viendrai,
and the negative
ne pas.
Je is the subject pronoun for I, and
ne pas
makes the sentence negative.
Je ne perdrai pas.
I will not lose. This sentence is in the future tense, using the negative form of the verb
perdre,
to lose. Here is the breakdown.
Je,
I, subject pronoun.
Ne,
not, negative particle.
Perdre,
will lose, future tense of
perdre.
Pas, not, negative particle. The negative particle
ne
is used with the future tense, and it is followed by the verb
perdre.
In its affirmative form, then the negative particle
pas
is placed at the end of the phrase.
Descend.
This means go down. The word
descend
is the third person singular present tense of the verb
descendre,
which means to go down. It is an imperative form, meaning it is a command to someone to go down.
Je ne passerai pas.
I will not pass. This sentence uses the future simple tense in the negative form.
Je
is the subject pronoun, I.
Ne
is the negative particle, meaning not.
Passer
is the future simple form of the verb passer, which means to pass. The sentence could be translated more literally as I will not pass.
Je me demande qui.
I wonder who. This sentence is a simple question asking who someone is wondering about. Let's break it down.
Je.
This is the subject pronoun, I, in French.
Me.
This is the reflexive pronoun, myself. In this case, it emphasizes that the speaker is the one wondering.
Demande.
This is the verb, to ask, in the present tense. Since the subject is I, it conjugates to demand.
Qui.
This is the interrogative pronoun, who. It is used here to ask a question about the identity of someone. In English, the reflexive pronoun, myself, is usually omitted. In this case, the meaning is clear without it.
Je me demande pourquoi.
I wonder why.
Je.
This is the subject pronoun, I.
Me.
this is the reflexive pronoun, myself, and is used here to emphasize that the action of wondering is being performed by the speaker.
Demand.
This is the verb, to ask, in the present tense, third person singular form. It is conjugated to agree with the subject, G.
Pourquoi?
This is the interrogative adverb, why. This sentence is a simple question expressing the speaker's curiosity about the reason for something.
Je travaille seul.
I work alone. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the
je
form of the verb
travailler,
which means to work. The word
seul
means alone, and functions as an adjective modifying
je travaille seul.
I work alone. This sentence uses the present tense of the verb travailler.
Travailler.
To work, conjugated in the first person singular form, je travaille.
Je travaille.
Seul.
Seul.
Is the feminine singular form of the adjective seul.
Seul.
Alone, and is used to describe the subject, je.
Je.
I.
C'est moi qui ai écrit ça.
It is I who wrote that.
C'est
is the contraction of
c'est,
meaning it is.
Moi
is the object pronoun, me, in this case, indicating the speaker as the subject of the verb.
Qui
is the relative pronoun, who, and introduces the relative clause, who wrote that.
Et
is the first person singular present tense of the verb
avoir,
meaning to have.
Écrit
is the past participle of the verb
écrire,
meaning to write.
Ça
is a pronoun meaning that. The sentence emphasizes the speaker as the author of the writing. The use of the relative pronoun
qui
introduces a relative clause that specifies the subject of the action.
The verb
avoir is used in a construction with the past participle
écrit
to create the past tense.
J'ai écrit ça.
I wrote that. Breakdown.
J
is a contraction of
je,
I, and
a
have. It is the first person singular present tense of the verb
avoir.
To have.
A
is the present tense of the verb
avoir.
To have.
Écrit
is the past participle of the verb
écrire.
To write.
Ça
is a pronoun that refers to something previously mentioned or understood. Key concepts. Contraction. The use of
j
instead of
je
plus
a
is a common contraction in French. Present tense. The verb
avoir
is conjugated in the present tense to indicate an action that is happening now. Past participle. The past participle
écrit
is used with the auxiliary verb
avoir
to form the passé composé tense, which is used to describe a completed action in the past.
Je l'achèterai.
I would buy it. This sentence is in the conditional mood, which expresses a hypothetical or conditional action. Breakdown.
Je.
I. Subject pronoun.
Elle.
It. Direct object pronoun.
Achèterai.
Would buy. Conditional tense of the verb.
Acheter.
later by. The conditional mood is formed by using the conditional tense of the verb. The conditional tense is formed by adding the endings. To the stem of the verb. In this case, the stem of the verb ashte is ashe. So, the conditional tense of ashte is ashetre, 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 ashetre. Je le gobrerai. I would gobble it up. Breakdown. G. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I, in French. Le. Le. This is the direct object pronoun, it, in French. Gobrise. Gobrerai. This is the conditional tense of the verb gober. Gobrerai. Which means, to gobble up, or, to swallow, in a figurative sense. The conditional tense is used to express hypothetical, or conditional situations. The entire sentence expresses a hypothetical action. I would gobble it up. Je lui demanderai. I will ask him slash her. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Lui is the indirect object pronoun, him slash her. It indicates the person to whom the action of asking is directed. Demanderai is the future tense of the verb demander, to ask. This indicates that the action of asking will happen in the future. The sentence is in the future tense, implying that the speaker intends to ask someone a question at a later time. Therefore, this is an imperative verb, meaning it is a command. Go down. Therefore, is the second person singular form of the verb. Descend. Which means to go down, or descend. The exclamation point at the end of the sentence indicates that it is a command. Je reviens. I am coming back. Breakdown. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Reviens is the verb, to come back, in the present tense. This is the present tense of the reflexive verb, revenir, and it is conjugated for the first person singular, I. The sentence is in the present tense, indicating an action that is happening now, or is habitual. The reflexive verb, revenir, implies that the subject is returning to a place they were previously at. Je reviendrai. I will come back. This sentence uses the future simple tense. Je reviendrai. Which literally means, I will return. The is a prefix to the verb venir, to come, and the ending indicates the future simple tense. Ça va aller. It will be okay. Ça is a contraction of cela, meaning that, and va is the third person singular form of the verb aller, meaning to go. Aller is often used in this way to indicate future possibility. Je serai libre. I will be free. This sentence uses the future tense, which is formed by conjugating the verb être, to be, in the future tense. Serai, the pronoun je, I, is the subject of the sentence. Libre, free, is an adjective modifying the subject. Je serai ici. I will be here. This sentence uses the future tense of the verb être, to be. Je is the subject pronoun, I. serai. Is the future tense of the verb être. The future tense in French is formed by adding the endings ai, as, a, ons, as, ont to the infinitive form of the verb. Since the subject is je, I, the ending is ai. Ec is an adverb meaning here. The sentence literally translates to I will be here. Je serai en retard. I will be late. This sentence uses the future tense, indicated by the verb serai, the future form of être. To be, the verb être is used with the adjective en retard, late, to describe the subject state. Je vais arriver en retard. I am going to arrive late. Je. This is the pronoun I in the subject form. Vais. This is the present tense of the verb aller, to go, conjugated in the first person singular. It's combined with the infinitive arriver to express a future action, similar to going to in English. Arriver. This is the infinitive of the verb to arrive. En retard. This translates to late and functions as an adverb modifying the verb arriver. Je serai gentil. I will be kind. Breakdown. G. Je. Colon. This is the subject pronoun I. Serai. Serai. Colon, this is the future tense of the verb être. Être. To be. It's the first person singular conjugation of the future tense. Gentle. Gentil. Colon, this is an adjective meaning kind. It agrees in gender with the subject, je. Je. Which is masculine. Key concepts. Future tense. The sentence uses the future tense to indicate an action that will happen in the future. Agreement. The adjective, gentle. Gentil. Agrees in gender with the subject, je. Je. This is a key feature of French grammar. Je serai gentil. I will be kind. This sentence uses the future tense in French. The verb, être. Être. To be is conjugated in the future tense, serai. Serai. The word, gentil. Gentil. Is an adjective, meaning kind. It is placed after the verb in this sentence. The sentence is in the first person singular, I. J'expliquerai. I will explain. This is a simple sentence in the future tense. J is the contracted form of je, I, and ne, not, which is used before a verb beginning with a vowel. Expliquerai is the future tense conjugation of the verb expliquer, to explain. Descendez. Get down. The sentence is a simple imperative verb. Descendre. Meaning, to descend, or, to get down. It is conjugated in the second person plural. Vous. Which is used to address multiple people formally. However, in this case, it is likely being used informally to address one person, which is common in French. J'irai chercher de la glace. I will go get some ice cream. The sentence uses the future tense, indicated by the conjugation of the verb aller. To go, into. Irai. The verb chercher. To look for slash to get is in the infinitive form, following. Aller. To indicate the action that will be performed. De la glace. is a partitive article, meaning some or a bit of, followed by the noun. Glass. Ice cream. This construction is used when referring to an uncountable noun. Je vais en avoir un. I am going to have one. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I. Vais. This is the present tense of the verb. Aller. To go. It's conjugated in the first person singular, which agrees with the subject, I. Ah. This pronoun is used to replace a noun that has been mentioned previously. In this case, it's a bit unclear without more context, but it could refer to something like, one, of something. Avoir. This is the verb, to have. This is the indefinite article, a, or, one. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb. Vais. Is conjugated in the first person singular to match the subject pronoun. Je. Pronoun. Colon, the pronoun. Replaces a noun that has already been mentioned. In this sentence, we would need more context to understand the specific noun being replaced. Je vais en prendre un. I will take one. Je. Is the subject pronoun, I. Vais. Is the first person singular present tense form of the verb, or le, to go. Is a pronoun that refers to something already mentioned, we can assume it's something edible. Prod. Is the verb, to take. Is the indefinite article, a, or, one. The sentence is in the future tense, formed with, or le, plus infinitive verb, prendre. The combination of, n, and, prendre, means, to take some of it. J'irai te chercher. I will go to pick you up. J'irai. This is the future tense of the verb. Aller. To go, conjugated in the first person singular, I. It literally means, I will go. De. This is the object pronoun, you, in the singular form, and it functions as the direct object of the verb. Chercher. Chercher. This verb means, to pick up, to search for, or, to look for. In this context, it means, to pick you up. The sentence is a simple future tense construction, conveying the speaker's intention to pick up the listener in the future. J'irai vous chercher. I will go get you. This sentence uses the future simple tense in French, indicated by the verb, irai, which is the first person singular form of the future tense of the verb, or le. Aller. To go. The pronoun, vous. Vous. Is the formal, you, in French, and is used to address someone with respect, or formality. The verb, chercher. Chercher. To look for, or to fetch, completes the sentence, indicating the action of going to get someone. J'irai te prendre. I will come to pick you up. Breakdown. J'irai. This is the future tense of the verb, or le, to go. It means, I will go. Le. E. Is a contracted form of the pronoun. Je. I. De. This is the direct object pronoun for, you, familiar form. Prendre. This is the infinitive form of the verb, to take. This sentence can also be interpreted as, I will come to get you. J'irai vous prendre. I will go to pick you up. This sentence uses the future tense, indicated by the verb ending. Irai. The verb. Prendre. means to take, but in this context, it means to pick up. The pronoun
vous
means you, plural or formal singular. The phrase
vous prendre
is the direct object of the verb
irez. Je reviendrai.
I will come back. This sentence uses the future simple tense, which is formed with the future stem of the verb
venir,
to come, which is
viendre,
and the ending
est
for the first person singular.
Je
means I.
Reviendrai
is the future tense of
revenir,
to come back.
J'irai chez moi.
I will go home. This sentence uses the
futur simple
tense in French, which is formed with the verb
aller,
to go, conjugated in the future tense, and followed by the infinitive of the verb
être,
to be.
J
is the contracted form of
je.
I, and
irai
is the future tense of the verb
aller,
to go.
Chez
is a preposition that means at the home of, or to the home of.
Moi
is the pronoun me in this context, but it means my home when used with
chez.
So the complete sentence translates to I will go to my home.
J'irai voir.
I will go see. This is a simple future tense sentence in French.
J
is the contraction of
je.
I, and
irai
is the future tense of the verb
aller,
to go.
Voir
is the infinitive form of the verb
voir,
to see. Therefore,
j'irai voir
literally translates to I will go to see.
Lâche-toi,
let loose. This is an informal imperative phrase that means relax or have fun. It literally means let yourself go.
Lâche
is the imperative form of the verb
lâcher,
to let go.
Toi
is the pronoun you in the informal singular form. This phrase is common in informal settings, especially among friends.
J'irai ensuite.
I will go afterwards. This sentence is in the future tense, which is used to express actions that will happen in the future. The verb is
irai,
which is the future tense of
aller,
to go.
Ensuite
means afterwards. The sentence is a simple statement in the future tense. It is important to note that the sentence structure in French is generally subject-verb-object, while in English it is subject-object-verb.
Je mettrai la main dessus.
I will get my hands on it. Breakdown.
Je
is the subject pronoun, I.
Mettrai
is the future tense of the verb mettre, to put, conjugated in the first person singular. Key concept: the future tense is formed by adding the endings to the stem of the verb, which in this case is
met.
La main is the noun phrase, the hand.
Dessus
is the preposition, on top of, or on, in this context. It refers to the object that the speaker is trying to find. Full sentence analysis. The sentence expresses the speaker's determination to find something. The literal translation is, I will put my hand on it. The phrase, put my hand on it, is a common idiom meaning, to find, or, to get hold of, something. It implies a sense of searching, and eventually succeeding.
Je le saisirai.
I will seize it. This sentence is in the future tense.
Je
is the subject pronoun, I.
Le
is the direct object pronoun, it.
Saisirai
is the future tense of the verb saisir, which means to seize. The future tense in French is formed by adding the following endings to the infinitive. AI for the first person singular, G, as for the second person singular, 2, A for the third person singular, IL slash L slash on, ONS for the first person plural, NEWS, S for the second person plural, VUS, ONT for the third person plural, IL slash ELS.
Je l'attraperai.
I will catch it. Breakdown. G.
Je.
Is the subject pronoun meaning, I,
L,
L, is the direct object pronoun meaning, it. It is a contraction of,
le,
plus,
le,
attraperai,
attraperai,
is the future tense of the verb,
attraper,
meaning, to catch. Key concept. Future tense. The future tense is used to express actions that will happen in the future. The future tense is formed by adding the ending
a
to the infinitive of the verb. Direct object pronoun. The direct object pronoun is used to replace the noun that is directly affected by the verb. In this case, it is the direct object of the verb to catch.
Je m'y joindrai.
I will join it. This sentence uses the reflexive verb
joindre,
which means to join. The reflexive pronoun
me
is used with the verb to indicate that the subject is joining something. The pronoun
e
refers to an object or place that has already been mentioned in the context of the conversation. This is a good example of how French utilizes reflexive verbs and pronouns to convey a specific meaning.
Je vais juste y aller.
I am just going there. This sentence uses the
aller
verb, which is an irregular verb meaning to go.
Le
je is a subject pronoun meaning I, and the
vais
is a conjugation of
aller.
In the present tense,
le
juste means just and is an adverb modifying the verb
aller.
Le
e
is an adverb indicating a place previously mentioned or understood in context, in this case,
there.
The sentence as a whole conveys a sense of departure, or leaving for a specific destination.
Je l'ouvrirai.
I will open it. Breakdown.
G.
Je is the subject pronoun, I. L is the direct object pronoun, it, which replaces the noun that was previously mentioned, or understood in the context. Ouvrir is the future tense of the verb
ouvrir,
to open. The future tense is used to express an action that will take place in the future.
Je te paierai.
I will pay you. The sentence is in the future tense.
Je
is the subject pronoun, I.
Te
is the object pronoun, you.
Paierai
is the future tense conjugation of the verb
payer,
which means to pay.
Je te paierai
literally means I will pay you, with the future tense indicating that the payment is going to happen.
Je vous paierai.
I will pay you. This sentence is in the future tense. e.g. je is the subject pronoun, I, vous, vous is the object pronoun, you, formal or plural, payer, I, payer is the future tense of the verb, payer, payer, to pay. The future tense in French is formed by adding the appropriate ending to the infinitive of the verb. In this case, payer, payer, becomes payer, I, payer. The sentence literally translates to, I will pay you. Lâchez-vous. Let loose. This is an imperative phrase, meaning it's a command, or request. Lâcher is the imperative form of the verb lâcher, which means to let go or to release. Vous is the formal pronoun used for you when speaking to one or more people you don't know well. Vous is often dropped in informal speech, so you could say lâche, let go, to a friend or someone you know well. The exclamation mark indicates that the speaker is expressing strong emotion, like excitement or encouragement. Salut. Hello. This is a common French greeting, meaning hello or hi. It's similar to the English hello and is used in a variety of situations, both formal and informal. Je le lirai. I will read it. This is a simple sentence in the future tense. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Le is the direct object pronoun, it. Lire is the future tense of the verb, lire, to read. The entire sentence means, I will read it. Je tenterai le coup. I will try my luck. Je. This is the first person singular pronoun, meaning, I. Tenterai. This is the future simple tense of the verb. Tenter. To try, to attempt. The future tense indicates that the action will happen in the future. Le. This is the definite article, meaning, the. Coup. This noun means chance, opportunity, or shot. This sentence uses the future simple tense to express a future action. The sentence is also a statement of intent, meaning the speaker is indicating their intention to try something. Je vais voir Tom. I am going to see Tom. This sentence is in the present tense, using the verb aller. To go, conjugated in the first person singular. Je vais. I am going. The verb voir. To see, is in the infinitive form, and follows the aller verb to indicate the intended action. The object of the sentence is Tom. Tom is a proper noun. Je le signerai. I will sign it. This sentence uses the future tense in French, which is formed by conjugating the verb avoir, to have, in the future tense, and then adding the past participle of the main verb. The verb avoir is conjugated as aurai in the first person singular future tense. The past participle of the verb signer, to sign, is signer. The pronoun le. It is the direct object pronoun. The subject of the sentence, I, is understood, but not explicitly stated. So, the full breakdown is je. I plus aurai. Future tense of avoir plus signer. Past participle of signer plus le. It. Je te poursuivrai en justice. I will sue you. Je. Is the subject pronoun I. De. Is the object pronoun you, informal.
Poursuivre.
Is the future tense of the verb poursuivre, to pursue.
A.
Is a preposition meaning in.
Justice.
Is a noun meaning justice. This sentence means, I will pursue you in justice, which is a legal way of saying, I will sue you.
Je te ferai un procès.
I will sue you.
Je
is the subject pronoun.
I.
De is the object pronoun.
You.
Ferai is the future tense of the verb.
Faire. To do.
Or. To make.
A.
Is the indefinite article.
A.
Procès. Is the noun.
Trial.
Or. Lawsuit. In this sentence, the future tense of the verb.
Faire.
Ferai. Is used to indicate a future action. The object pronoun de is used to indicate that the action of suing will be directed at the person being addressed.
Je vous poursuivrai en justice.
I will sue you. This sentence is in the future tense, meaning that the speaker intends to take legal action against the listener in the future. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I, in the first person singular.
Vous.
This is the object pronoun, you, in the second person plural. In this case, it is being used formally to address a single person.
Poursuivre.
This is the future tense conjugation of the verb.
Poursuivre.
To pursue. In this context, it means to take legal action against someone.
En justice.
This is a prepositional phrase that means, in justice, or, in court. Key concepts. Formal, you. The use of.
Vous.
Is important to understand the level of formality in the sentence. While it translates as, you, in English, it is a more formal way to address someone in French than.
Tu.
Future tense. The use of the future tense.
Poursuivre.
Is important, because it tells us that the speaker is planning to take legal action against the listener in the future.
Je vous ferai un procès.
I will sue you.
Je.
This is the first person singular pronoun, meaning, I.
Vous.
This is the formal second-person pronoun, meaning, you. It is used as a polite form of address.
Ferai.
This is the future tense of the verb.
Faire.
Meaning, to do, or, to make. The, ri, ending is typical for the first-person singular of the future tense in French verbs.
A.
This is an indefinite article meaning, a, or, an.
Procès.
This is a noun meaning, trial, or, lawsuit. The sentence is a threat, meaning that the speaker intends to file a lawsuit against the person they are addressing.
Je le prends.
I am taking it. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the
je
pronoun, which means, I, in English. The verb is
on,
which means, to take. The object pronoun,
le,
is used to indicate that the object being taken is masculine singular. The sentence is in the affirmative form, indicating that the speaker is indeed taking the object.
J'en suis sûr à 99%.
I am 99% sure. This sentence is a simple statement of confidence. Let's break down the grammar. Jansu is sua. The verb, atta, to be, is conjugated in the first person singular present indicative, suis. The pronoun, en, refers back to an unspecified idea previously mentioned. The adjective, sua, sure, agrees in gender and number with the pronoun, en. A 99%. This phrase indicates the level of certainty. The preposition, a, to, connects the adjective, sua, with the percentage. Key concepts. Pronoun, en. N is a complex pronoun that can have different meanings depending on context. In this case, it refers back to something previously mentioned. Adjective agreement. The adjective, sua, agrees in gender and number with the pronoun, n. It is masculine singular because n is understood as masculine singular. Prepositions. The preposition, a, is used to indicate a level of certainty. A terre. To the ground. This is a very simple imperative sentence, meaning a command. A is a preposition, meaning to. Terre is a noun meaning ground or earth. The sentence is commanding someone to go to the ground.
Je suis sur à 99%.
I am 99% sure. This sentence expresses a strong degree of certainty. Let's break it down.
J
is the contraction of
je,
I, and
ne,
not, which is often used in informal speech.
A
is a pronoun that refers to something previously mentioned, similar to it in English. In this case, it refers to a statement or an idea.
Suis
is the first person singular conjugation of the verb
être,
to be, in the present tense.
Sur
is the feminine singular form of the adjective.
Sur,
sure.
À
is the preposition, to or at.
99%
is the percentage indicating the level of certainty. Therefore, the sentence translates to, I am 99% sure.
Je suis Canadien.
I am Canadian. This sentence is in the present tense, and it uses the verb
être,
to be, conjugated in the first person singular. The word
Canadien
is an adjective meaning Canadian, and it is feminine because the subject of the sentence is female.
Je suis Canadien.
I am Canadian. The sentence is in the present tense and uses the verb
être,
to be.
Je
is the subject pronoun for I, and
suis
is the first person singular conjugation of
être
in the present tense.
Canadien
is an adjective meaning Canadian and is modifying the subject pronoun.
Je suis Gémeaux.
I am a Gemini.
Je
is the subject pronoun I.
Suis
is the present tense of the verb être, to be, conjugated in the first person singular.
Gémeaux
is the French word for Gemini, a sign of the zodiac.
Je suis Taureau.
I am a Taurus. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense.
Je
is the subject pronoun I.
Suis
is the first person singular present tense form of the verb
être,
to be.
Taureau
is the noun Taurus, referring to the zodiac sign. The sentence literally translates to I am Taurus, but the intended meaning is I am a Taurus. The article a is implied in French. Je suis banquier. I am a banker. This sentence uses the verb être. To be, in the present tense, conjugated in the first person singular form. Suis. Banquier. Is a noun meaning banker. It is the direct object of the verb être. To be, and is in the masculine singular form. The masculine form is used because the subject is je, I, which is masculine. This is a simple sentence using the subject-verb-object structure. Je suis barbier. I am a barber. Breakdown. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Suis is the present tense form of the verb être. To be, conjugated for the first person singular. Barbier is the noun, barber, in masculine form. This sentence uses the verb être, to be, to express a profession. It is a simple declarative sentence that states the speaker's occupation. Je suis un lâche. I am a coward. Je is the subject pronoun, I, in the first person singular. Suis is the present tense conjugation of the verb être, to be, in the first person singular. Is the indefinite article, for masculine singular nouns. Lâche is the noun, coward, in the masculine singular. This sentence is very simple in structure, using the basic subject-verb complement form. The adjective, lâche, describes the subject, je, which is the speaker in this case. Je suis danseur. I am a dancer. The sentence, je suis danseur, is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. Let's break it down. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I, in French. Suis. This is the present tense form of the verb, être, to be, conjugated in the first person singular. It is the verb, to be, which is used for professions in French. Danseur. This is the noun, dancer, in French. It is a masculine noun, and agrees with the subject pronoun, je, which is also masculine. The word order is subject-verb-complement. This is a common word order in French. Au sol. To the ground. This phrase is a direct imperative, meaning it is a command. Au means to the, and is a preposition. Sol means ground, and is a noun. The phrase is very short and simple but can have different meanings depending on the context. It could be an order to lie down or drop to the ground. It could be used in a game like tag, where you are telling someone to avoid being caught. It could be a warning to someone who is about to fall. Je suis danseuse. I am a dancer. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Suis is the present tense form of the verb être, to be, conjugated for the first person singular. Danseuse is a noun meaning dancer and is feminine. This sentence demonstrates the conjugation of the verb être in the present tense. The verb changes to agree in number and gender with the subject, in this case, I, feminine. Je suis médecin. I am a doctor. This sentence is a simple present tense statement in French. Je is the subject pronoun for I in French. Suis is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb être. To be médecin is the noun for doctor in French. It is a masculine noun, so the adjective médecin must agree in gender. Je suis toubib. I am a doctor. The sentence. Je suis toubib. Uses the present tense of the verb. Être. To be, in the first person singular. Je. I. Toubib. Is a slang term for doctor. Je suis fermier. I am a farmer. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb. Être. To be. Je. Is the subject pronoun for I. Suis. Is the first person singular conjugation of the verb. Être. In the present tense. Fermier. Is a noun meaning farmer. Je suis agriculteur. I am a farmer. This sentence uses the verb. Être. To be, in the present tense, conjugated as. Suis. For the first person singular, I. The noun. Agriculteur. Farmer, is a masculine noun, and the article. Is omitted, because it is understood. Je travaille dans ma ferme. I work on my farm. Je. Is the subject pronoun, I. Travaille. Is the first person singular present tense form of the verb. Travailler. Meaning, to work. Dans. Is a preposition meaning, in, or, on. Ma. Is the feminine singular possessive adjective, my. Ferme. Is the noun, farm. Je suis un agriculteur. I am a farmer. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb être. Être. To be, conjugated in the first person singular. Je. Je. Is the subject pronoun for, I, suis. Suis. Is the present tense conjugation of être. Être. For, I, un. Is the indefinite article for used before masculine nouns agriculture. Agriculteur. Is the noun meaning farmer. Je suis papa. I am a father. This sentence uses the être verb, which is used for states of being. In this case, it means to be. The conjugation, suis, is the first person singular present tense form of the verb. Être. Papa, is the noun meaning, father, in French. Je suis un ami. I am a friend. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I. It is in the first person singular, meaning it refers to the speaker. Suis. This is the present tense form of the verb, être, to be, conjugated for the first person singular. This is the indefinite article, or, an, and it is used before a masculine singular noun. Ami. This is the noun, friend, in the masculine singular form. Key concepts. This sentence demonstrates the use of the present tense of the verb, être, to express a state of being. The sentence is in the first person singular, and the subject pronoun is used before the verb. The indefinite article, is used to indicate that the speaker is one friend among many. Je suis un ami. I am a friend. The sentence uses the verb. Être. To be, conjugated in the first person singular present tense. Je suis. I am. The noun. Ami. Friend, is feminine, and in the singular form. This is a simple sentence with a subject, I, and a predicate, am a friend. Vaisseau. This means go down or descend. The verb therefore is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests. The imperative mood is used when the subject is understood to be you, singular or plural. So the literal translation of the sentence is, you descend.
Je suis un génie.
I am a genius. This sentence uses the verb être to be in the present tense, conjugated in the first person singular.
Je.
I. Is the indefinite article, and
génie
means genius.
Je suis avocat.
I am a lawyer. Breakdown.
Je
is the subject pronoun, I.
Suis
is the first person singular present tense form of the verb être, to be.
Avocat
is the masculine noun, lawyer. This sentence uses the present tense of the verb être to describe the speaker's profession. The noun avocat agrees in gender with the subject pronoun je.
Je suis avocat.
I am a lawyer. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the verb
être
to be conjugated in the first person singular.
Je suis
avocat is the feminine form of the noun avocat, meaning lawyer.